And when people are talking about their sons and their daughters, they say that they're their
children.
And something that like kind of like a crib on wheels that you
stroller.
Well, this is one that like it has a hood over it, and you put the baby in it.
Baby basket or I don't know what you're talking about.
Baby buggy,
right? Baby buggy.
And it another thing, make sure your children are your sons and your
daughters,
and then they're boys and
girls.
And if people didn't have like a doctor to deliver a baby, they'd have to send for a, in the old days,
a midwife.
And if you were talking about a child that had like facial features like his father, you'd say that boy
takes after his father, or looks like his father.
Mm-hmm. And if you were talking about somebody whose husband had died, and you'd say she had six children, and so she had all by herself.
She had to raise them.
If you had seen a child that you hadn't seen in a long time, the child had gotten taller, you'd say, "My, how you have
grown."
And your sister's son would be called your
nephew.
And then your wife would be his
aunt.
And a child that's lost its father and mother is called an
orphan.
And a person, like the court might, to look after an orphan, the court might appoint
a guardian.
All the people related to you are your
relatives.
And
kin folk.
And if a person, someone was named Rogers, for example, and you might say, "Well, now he's got the same name as I do, but he's
not related."
And a person that comes into the town that nobody knows, has never seen the person before, you'd say that person was a
stranger.
Now this next part is about some common names. The Virgin's name is
Mary,
and George Washington's wife is
Martha.
And I don't know if you get this one, but there's a song, "Wait Till the Sun Shines."
Nellie.
And a nickname for a little boy named William that starts with a B.
Bill.
And the first book of the New Testament is
Genesis.
No, the New Testament, the Gospels.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Thanks. Which one?
Matthew.
Right.
Have you ever heard people talking about somebody who was kind of not really skilled at something? Have you ever heard referred to them as a jackleg? Have you ever heard that term?
No. You mean can do a number of things but can't do any of them real well?
Mm-hmm.
Jack of all trades.
Oh, you've heard that, yeah.
But not
mm-hmm.
jackleg.
Mm-hmm. How about, this is another name. You remember Abraham's wife in the Bible?
Sarah?
Yeah. A commander of an army is called a
general.
And the Kentucky Fried Chicken Man is a
colonel.
And a person in charge of a ship is called a
captain.
Have you ever heard captain used in any other way besides that?
Oh, yes, captain in the service.
Oh, in that way too. Yeah, you've never heard like in a colloquial sort of way used.
Oh yeah, no, I've never heard it. I've seen on shows, you know, where somebody would call somebody captain.
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't have any.
But it didn't really
right.
mean a rank, yeah. The person who presides over the county court is a
judge.